I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, in for Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. On Thursday, President Joe Biden visited Raleigh, North Carolina, as part of his administration's push to restart the nation's stalled vaccination efforts.
Over 150 million Americans have gotten fully vaccinated, and they're safe and protected now, including against the Delta variant. They're getting back to living their lives and spending time with their loved ones. But we need more people to get fully vaccinated to finish the job. That's why I'm here.
In recent weeks, North Carolina and other states across the U.S. have experienced a meaningful decline in overall vaccination rates. Only 52% of adults in North Carolina are fully vaccinated, according to the state's Department of Health and Human Services. I'm one of them. Woohoo! Now, as part of his visit, President Biden toured mobile vaccination units and met with frontline workers and volunteers working to get their communities vaccinated. For more on this, we're joined now by one of the people doing this work in North Carolina. Elizar Posada is the acting president and CEO of El Centro Hispano. Elizar, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me and congrats on getting your vaccine.
Listen, I have to say, you know, I was genuinely a little nervous, before I had it, but my husband decided to do it and I was like, well, I mean, we've been down this whole pandemic road together, let's go. But the sense of relief I had the moment that I had the first shot was really, I mean, I was surprised by how much better I felt in terms of being able to go out and do things. What is the reluctance that you're hearing from folks, or is it about reluctance?
Yes. So what we hear a lot in our community is not so much hesitancy around the science, but about the institutions that are given this vaccine, right? A lot of our community members, primarily the Hispanic and immigrant community members that we serve, have questions about where is their information going? You know, is taking this vaccine going to affect me in any way? Primarily those who may not be citizens of the country, right? So that's a lot of the hesitancy we've heard. Not so much science, but the institutions.
It's such a good point, though, right? That those are actually well-placed fears and concerns from a community where actually the state government, the federal government, many local law enforcement have not exactly built trust in recent years.
They haven't. And we just ended 4 years of very traumatic experiences and rhetoric against our community, not including the years before that, that North Carolina has been trying to pass anti-immigrant legislation. It's no doubt that our community has a lot of fear and distrust against governments. So that's where, you know, organizations like El Centro come into play. We know our community, the community knows us, and we can really build that trust around folks and educate, because that's really where all this hesitancy lies, is who has this and how do I know that it's safe for me?
And yet this is also the community that has been hardest hit here in North Carolina.
It has. Like, our community members have been on the front lines. And from the very beginning of this pandemic, right, a lot of the information was not given out in a language that our community could understand. It's one thing to have something in Spanish. It's another complete thing to have something culturally appropriate in a language that folks can read, understand. And specifically those who are still going out every single day, working to make sure that everyone who's staying at home is able to stay at home. So this is why we have been pushing so hard, not just for equitable information at the beginning, testing that's placed in places our community can access, but now in this vaccine, taking the vaccine to their neighborhoods, to the mobile home parks, the apartment complexes, because we need to go to our community.
I feel like I want to just go yell from the rooftops, putting it in Google Translate for Spanish is not the same thing as having relevant information and spokespeople. So talk to me about what it is that your organization is doing that makes this information relevant.
Yes, please yell that out as loud as you can. We've been trying to do that for decades. So one of the things that we've been doing is getting the information, of course, from the CDC and all the trusted, folks who know about this, right? The scientists, the ones that actually know. And working with our community members to make it into digestible pieces of information. So we've launched a full campaign, NC Unida Contra el Virus, that breaks down all this information, everything from the recommendations to the information around testing and the information now on the vaccines and the three different ones. And putting, again, in language that our community can understand. So that's bringing in folks who may or may not graduated high school or middle school in their own home countries, but they've been able to learn some, right? And also using these PSAs and radio stations where our community is listening to, right? La Mega, La Grande, some of those local radio stations, and doing PSAs in Spanish around information that is accurate.
I had a sort of extended conversation with an African-American gentleman in his 50s yesterday, and he was asking me, was I vaccinated? And he was, you know, someone who works directly with the public, and he kept telling me that he was afraid, and that he was genuinely nervous about what would happen to his body. Like, I now know way too much about his medical history because he told me everything about how frequently he's been sick or not been sick. And I felt kind of helpless because it did feel like he was expressing genuine fear. How do we overcome fear like that?
One of the big things that we've done is involve some of the doctors at higher levels here in the counties, right, that also speak Spanish or Hispanic or Latinx, and have them come on board to like a Facebook Live or come with us to one of the community outreaches so that they can have deeper conversation with folks. Because in our community, we value, not just intelligence, but we know there's a certain level of standing that comes with being a doctor. Right. In Latinx communities. Right. So we have someone who's like, I studied this. I went to school for this. I got you. Here's what the reality of the situation, and talking to them as a person to person, as a community member, not as a scientific symposium on mRNA or whatever. Right. But having those real conversations with people is where it stands. And of course, our community health workers are trained on almost everything when it comes to the vaccine. Right. But we still bring in those medical professionals that our community can recognize for those deeper conversations. And Facebook Lives have been a godsend.
Now, but what about President Biden? So here he was in our state. Does that make a difference? Does that carry weight with community?
Well, I can tell you from the moment we posted some of those pictures and let folks know that the president was here and shared some of his remarks with our community members, those posts have blown up, right? And part of what we see is, again, folks recognizing that things are not going to change from one moment to the next, right? Not everyone is going to feel comfortable attending or going to a government building, but seeing the president and the administration taking steps forward to build trust, to talk about the importance of reaching communities of color and Latinx and immigrant communities, talking about putting resources into this movement, really, of getting people vaccinated, goes a long way. I've received a lot of messages from folks who know me around the area who are impressed. And while they know that there's a lot of work to be done, there's still a lot of other things like an immigration reform and dealing with a lot of other issues that are important to our community. Having a president that takes time, shows up, and talks about the importance of our community is a milestone compared to what they've seen before.
Eleazar Posada is the acting president and CEO of El Centro Hispano. Eleazar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.